I'm a county extension agent in Pulaski County, Georgia. It's right in the center of the state. And the reason I use sustainability in my title here is from 1990 to 2000, we lost over 50 farmers in the county. And that was mostly... Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, is that a little better? That way. How about that? That better?
Is the mic on? Can you hear me okay?
Okay,
I just got to speak up.
You just get real close to it, sir.
Okay, I just need to speak up. Okay, I'm a county extension agent in Pulaski County, Georgia. It's right in the middle of the state. And the reason I use the word sustainability in my title here is because from 1990 to 2000, we lost over 50 farmers in the county. And those were small to medium-sized farmers. And let's see, how do you change it?
You hit the down arrow key. You just hit the arrow keys.
Okay. All right. So anyway, in 1996, a farmer by the name of Barry Martin came to me, and he's one of the top producers in our county, and told me that he could not continue to make the trips across the field that he'd been doing for harrowing and bedding and all of these things. So he wanted to give conservation tillage a try on his farm. And we have found that the key to conservation tillage in our area is with a rye cover crop. It reduces erosion, conserves moisture, builds up organic matter, and helps suppress weeds. Just give you a little background on how they do that there. Is we plant rye in the fall. We use about 1 to 1.5 bushels per acre. And then in the spring, we burn down with glyphosate, with Roundup. And what we're trying to achieve is about 6,000 pounds of biomass per acre or residue. Okay. All right, with this much residue on the ground, you have to be able to run your equipment through it. And this is just a shot of Barry on his farm running through heavy residue. Now, we've spent about 10 years perfecting this operation. Just a tremendous amount of time has gone into setting the equipment, working with equipment dealers. We'd go out to the field, we'd see what was wrapping up on the implement, then go back to the shop, make some adjustments, then head back to the field. So we had several years of this going on. But finally, we were able to get it to where it would run through the field without any problems. As far as our herbicides, what we would do is put a band spray, pre-emerge right behind the planter wheel. And you can see in the middle here, we don't disturb the soil at all. And that, we have found out, just does a great job in suppressing weeds. But we still have that that band there that we have to, that tillage area that we have to deal with. Okay. So this is kind of a background of what they're doing. And conservation till cotton in Pulaski County now occupies 80% of our acreage, and most of it going into cover crops. And you can see from this picture right here, this is excellent weed control. And if you can keep this much residue on the soil surface, it goes a long way in helping suppress weeds. Okay. Another reason we've been a great success with our conservation tillage was the introduction of Roundup Ready Cotton in 1997. And as you know, it occupies over 90% of our cotton in Georgia now and in the southeast. And but glyphosate resistance is growing in the United States. This is just a slide showing from 1997 up to 2004. I think everyone's aware of that. And here's just a chart of our location of our resistance. You can see in 2005, we began to have glyphosate-resistant palm amaranth in Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. So we became concerned about herbicide resistance weeds in these conservation tillage systems. And we had questions about the future of conservation tillage if farmers had to revert back to conventional varieties. And this project was developed to look at cover crops as a means to help suppress the weed populations in conventional cotton. And the two cotton varieties that were used in the study was Delta Pine 493, which is a conventional variety, and Delta Pine 555 Bogard Roundup Ready, which is our number one cotton planted in Pulaski County. The objectives of our study was to study if black oats, when used as a cover crop, can be effective in reducing weed suppression in conventional cotton. Now, black oats, I don't know if y'all are familiar with this oat or not, but it was introduced to the United States several years ago. And one of the reasons we wanted to look at it was because it produces large amounts of residue and it has allelopathic properties to help control weeds. And we also wanted to look at, just to study yields of conservation till conventional cotton. Our methods. In this study, we measured weed biomass and we studied cotton yield. Okay, our treatments consisted of 1 acre plots. In treatment one, we had winter weeds with no herbicides and Delta Pine 493. In treatment two, we had black oat cover crop with herbicides and Delta Pine 493. In treatment three was black oat cover crop with no herbicides and Delta Pine 493. And these treatments right here are on farm number one, we'll call. On farm number two, we had black oat cover crop with herbicide and Delta Pine 493. Treatment five was black oat cover crop, no herbicide, and Delta Pine 493. And then on farm number three, we had black oat cover crop with herbicides and Delta Pine 555. And then treatment seven was black oat cover crop with no lay-by herbicides and Delta Pine 555. In these studies, the herbicides that we used were Prowl, Staple, Diuron, Lay-by Pro, and Roundup on the Roundup Ready variety. This is a shot of our black oats in about the middle of the growing season. And one weakness that we found out about black oats was that at 17 degrees Fahrenheit, they'll receive a significant amount of injury that will knock them back really bad. And in 2006, we had 17-degree temperatures that knocked them back severely. But then we had a better luck with them in 2006. So that was one weakness that we did find out about them that we had to work through. Okay, our procedure was we would burn down the black oats with glyphosate. Then we would take weed counts. And one of our goals with this conservation tillage, we want no weeds at all at planting time. So as you can see on the ground here looking through this straw, that there's very little weeds throughout this planting at this time. This is probably about 2,000 to 3,000 pounds per acre of residue on the ground, and we would like 5,000 to 6,000 pounds. So we didn't, because of the cold injury with the black oats, we didn't get the residue that we would like to have. Okay, now we went back and we measured weed population after burn down. On farm number one, with Delta Pine 493, with winter weeds and no herbicides, we had around 150 weeds per acre. On T2, treatment two on farm one, we had black oats with herbicide, and you can see in this case right here, we had more weeds where we actually had herbicides applied through the season. And then on treatment number three, we had black oats with no herbicides, 493, and we had less weeds in that treatment also. On treatment number four, this was Delta Pine 493 and black oats with herbicide in 2005, this one here. And then in 2006 and 2005, again, we had Delta Pine 493 and black oats with no herbicide. And we had less weeds in the treatment with no herbicide. So we could see that the black oats were giving us some control of the weeds. 2006, let me go back to this, Delta Pine 555 with black oats and herbicide. We had very little weeds there because of the Roundup treatment, and we had a few more weeds where we had no lay-by spray. In 2006, treatment one, we had over 300 weeds per acre. We had no herbicides, and then we had less weeds in treatment two with the herbicides, and then treatment three with black oats and no herbicide had very little weeds in that treatment. Then in 2006, on treatment four, we had very little weeds where we had black oats and herbicide. But in that second year, our weed population went up to 500, and this is primarily because of a grass that came in. And then in 2006, on treatment six and treatment seven, we had very little weeds in those populations. Okay, then we looked at yield. On farm number one in 2006, because of the location of the farm, I mean of the plot on the farmer was not able to take it out to harvest, so we lost all the yield data on that one. On farm number two, Delta Pine 493 with black oats and herbicide yielded over 1,400 pounds per acre. And that was with herbicides. And then T5, black oats with no herbicide, yielded a little over about 860 pounds per acre. And then, of course, the black oats and 555 with herbicide and no lay-by herbicide yielded right at 1,200 pounds in 2005. Then the farmer in farmer number one did a great job for us in the second year in 2006. And the 493 in those plots, with or without herbicide, averaged a little over 1,200 pounds to the acre. Treatment four in 2006, we had a reduction in yield there, but we lost some cotton due to a stand in there. And it was a little less than 1,000 pounds. And then we had very good results, 555 in 2006, near 1,200 pounds there. We went back in 2007 and planted 555 with a rye cover crop just to see how that would do, just to get the yields on that. But anyway, we yielded over 1,400 pounds with Delta Pine 493 conventional cotton. The 555. And then the 493 that we planted to compare to yielded a little over 1,200 pounds. Okay, to bring all that up, Delta Pine 493 conventional cotton and conservation till averaged 1,211 pounds per acre, and the Delta Pine 555, the average yield was 1,239. Okay, conclusions. The cold injury that we got on the black oats made it very difficult to determine black oats and their effectiveness of being a suppressant for weeds. But in these studies, we saw a trend where black oats alone provided weed suppression as good as black oats and herbicide. Because of the weakness that we have in black oats and the temperature, we feel like that rye is going to continue to be our cover crop of choice. And with a combination of cover crop and herbicide, farmers will be able to grow conventional conservation tillage cotton if that day comes. Other observations that we made, I know everybody's asking questions about Palmer amaranth. But a heavy cover crop will hold Palmer amaranth 3 to 4 weeks from our normal planting date. Say we plant in the middle of May in middle Georgia, it will hold Palmer amaranth up until the middle of June. Residual herbicides are very good tools in strip tills, we all know that, and we're very excited about the use of Reflex. This product had not been approved at the time we started these studies. And very timely herbicide applications were critical. These were all top growers, and they are very timely in their herbicide applications. And farmers will continue to use transgenic varieties. We're just not looking at these transgenic varieties, the Roundup Ready varieties, as a control for Palmer amaranth. But they are very good tools, and we're going to use other products to control the Palmer amaranth.
Let's thank our speaker. Thank you.